Welcome to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and one of our favorite guys. I mean, really, I love talking to this guy. I love his work. Graham McTavish. You can't say his name without affecting some kind of a Scottish brogue. Graham, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm very well. I'm talking to you from London, where it is unseasonably warm, but still, we people in England who are starved of the sun are very grateful for it.
Yeah, and that's where you started your acting career, if I'm correct.
Yes, technically, yes. I first started acting in London. I spent the majority of my theatre career in Scotland, and I did a great deal there. And then ended up in America, and then New Zealand, and yeah, sort of a lot of other places in between. But yeah, so a lot of traveling.
Yeah, and of course, you know, I know you best as Dougal McKenzie from Outlander, which that season just started back. And I don't think I told you the story before, but when my wife and my family and I were in Scotland right after Outlander premiered, it was interesting because nobody in Scotland knew about Outlander because it didn't air there.
I know. It was funny. It was one of the last places to get it.
Yeah.
We couldn't understand it. We could not understand it. And so, you know, people like Sam would be walking around the streets of Glasgow and nobody would have a clue who he was. And if he'd done the same in any small town in America, it would have been a different story. So
absolutely. Yeah. It was so funny. We signed up for an Outlander tour. And we weren't sure exactly what this was going to be because, you know, they were going to take us to all the places that Outlander was filmed and all this kind of stuff. So we were expecting a tour bus, and it was this one guy wearing a kilt, driving a van, and he showed up, and that was it. That was the tour. And he said, just get in the van. So we climb in his van. He takes us to two or three places where you guys have filmed, and then and stop for a wee dram, and that was pretty much it.
Wow! Yeah. That is extraordinary. I mean, they've got a lot more sophisticated now.
Yeah, right. I'm sure.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. We still follow the guy on Instagram. But we're talking to Graham McTavish here on the National Defense. And you have been busy, man. You're in The Witcher on Netflix, which is premiering, I guess, today, right?
Yes, it drops today, as they say in the streaming world. The first five episodes drop today.
And then you got the second season of a show that I also love, Men in Kilts, which with your buddy Sam Heughan. And
yes, we shot that at the very beginning of 2022 in New Zealand, partly because of the Scottish connection with New Zealand, but partly because it was the only place at that time where the sun was shining.
Right.
So we should go to New Zealand, but it was put it this way: it's a miracle that I'm here to talk to you. After what he put me through, they will bear witness to what he did, and you know, I'm preparing the legal depositions, and
you guys are so great together. It's such a you can tell it's a real friendship.
Oh yeah. Well, we're very similar in some ways. We have a similar kind of sense of humor, similar enthusiasms about certain things, but we're very, very different in others. I think I'm 20 years older than him as well. So it's more of a kind of, you know, youngish guy with this sort of older, upstart, kind of grumpy uncle that goes,
well,
if we were both the same age, you wouldn't be near.
Yeah, right, and I can tell it's more of a mentorship for you. I mean, you're trying to bring Sam Heughan along as much as you can.
Yes, and survive as well, crucially.
Right.
To survive. you have no idea what he put me through in this new season. It was traumatizing.
I cannot wait to see that. We're talking to Graham McTavish here in the National Defense. And I also, I was on a flight recently, and I saw you in Creed playing boxing coach Tommy Holiday. What a great role that was.
Oh, that was so much fun. And it was an opportunity to work with Sylvester Stallone for the second time and become the only actor in history to play opposite both Rocky and Rambo. So I couldn't wait to do it. I'd had such a good experience with him on Rambo. You know, we've remained in contact since, and he's a great support and an encouragement. And you know, I can't say enough good things about Stallone. He's a great guy.
Well, and I was surprised to find out that was one of your first jobs when you got to L.A. was Rambo.
It was the first job. It was the first job. I literally the week before found out that the reason. Well, the job that I'd moved out to America to do was no longer happening. And I found that out as I got out of the taxi from LAX.
Oh, my gosh.
Terrible. I thought, I have made the worst decision of my life. I'd left behind my then wife and our one-month-old baby. And I thought, you know, this was going to be it, the big break and all the rest of it. But then a week later, I walk into a room and there's Sylvester Stallone and I get cast in Rambo. And that's how, it all kind of started in America. And I was very, very lucky. But
That's incredible. I mean, what a start. what a start with Rambo. I'm flipping through the channels the other night, and I see there's a reality show that Sylvester Stallone and his family are in. Have you seen that?
Yeah. No, I have not seen it. I'm kind of curious in a way. I mean, there's a part of me, to be absolutely honest with you, there's a part of me that, I mean, I know him personally because I've worked with him, but there's a part of me that likes to keep the mystery, you know, of people.
Right,
especially when they're on TV and in films. I mean, I don't like to know too much about people. I don't need to know, you know, all their politics. I don't need to know what they think about this or that or anything like that. And Sly's always been very good, actually, at keeping under the radar with that sort of stuff, and I admire that.
That's why I was kind of surprised to see, you know, the cameras inside his house and talking to his daughters and that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But
he's very close to, I mean, obviously he's very close to his family. They came to visit when we were doing Rambo, and then his girls were just children, like little kids.
Right,
you could tell. He doted over them. He was a different person when they were around, and it was lovely to see.
We're talking to Graham McTavish here in the National Defense. The Witcher, which premieres today on Netflix, also the second season of Men in Kilts. I want to talk to you about your book that you did with Sam Heughan from Outlander. The Clanlands, Whiskey, Warfare, and a Scottish Adventure Like No Other. I'm a guy that knows a little bit about whiskey, and it's all because of our trip to Scotland, to be honest with you. What's your favorite whiskey? What's your favorite scotch?
It moves around a bit. It does move around a bit. I've recently got into Springbank, which
Springbank.
It's a Campbellton whiskey. So in my ignorance, actually, I had always thought that there were four regions of whiskey in Scotland. That there's actually five, and Campbellton is the fifth. And it's a small region. It's Kintyre, the Kintyre Peninsula. And so I think you've got maybe three distilleries there. Springbank is one of them. And I love it. The flavor is kind of a blend of a peaty island whiskey, but with Highland.
Ooh.
So it's too peaty, but it's got a little bit of it in there. And I really, really, really like it. So that's my current favorite.
So my wife's favorite scotch is Dalwhinnie. Have you ever heard of Dalwhinnie?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can't go wrong with Dalwhinnie.
I mean, you can't go wrong really with scotch. it's my theory.
It's true. There are differences and all the rest of it, but at the end of the day, it's all crazy.
Right. Well, Graham, listen, man, it's so great to talk to you again. Congratulations on all the great success. And more power to you, man. We love watching you.
Well, I'm very much appreciated, and I'm always happy to come and talk to you anytime.
Well, listen, next time we go to Scotland, maybe we can meet you and just climb in the guy's van again.
That's right. I would actually really enjoy an Outlander tour in the back of a van. That would be amazing. I can get in the back of the van.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.